Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
While special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity. Kim Kardashian is promoting criminal justice reform at the White House. The reality TV star joined Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday to help promote a new rule from the Small Business Administration that will lift loan restrictions for people with criminal records. Kardashian is a longtime advocate for nonviolent drug offenders and helped elevate the issue during the Trump administration. David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen. Pecker said he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but says he backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. The Federal Communications Commission is voting on reinstating net neutrality rules, which prevent broadband providers from blocking internet traffic to certain websites and favoring those that pay extra fees for faster access. The FCC chair emphasized the importance of net neutrality, especially in the light of the pandemic, which has drastically changed our lives. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's a new number one spot for illegal immigrants crossing the border into the U.S. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. Border agents in San Diego arrested 8,989 illegal immigrants last week, compared to 7,500 in Tucson. In the week ending on Tuesday, San Diego had arrested more than 9,513 illegal immigrants from 74 countries, including 218 children.
The World Health Organization says teen use of alcohol and e-cigarettes is alarming. In a new analysis, the WHO said the findings show a concerning picture. The most commonly used substance among adolescents is alcohol, with more than half of 15-year-olds saying they've tried it at least once. Nearly 1 in 10 teens say they've been drunk, with the rate increasing among older teens. David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen. Pecker said he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but says he backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about the response of marriage. You know, speaking of which, I know Adam Holtz and I were dangerously in a place talking about marriage, but hey, look, at you got to have a sense of humor. If you take this stuff too seriously, I mean, obviously there's points and times when you need to take marriage seriously, but also there's times when you just have to step back and kind of laugh at yourself. Because sometimes I think, and this is my humble opinion, I'm not a therapist, but we got a doctor who is, and he knows from experience, and you know, thousands of stories and testimonies and counseling sessions, hours that are too much to count, that he brings to the discussion, and we're going to take advantage of his wisdom and experience because we want to find the path out of reactivity, right? Get away from those knee-jerk responses. Dr. Donald Welch is the founder of the Welch Family Therapy Institute. It was founded by this licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex therapist, over 30 years experience in the fields of mental health and relational skills, and author of this new book, The Responsive Marriage. Dr. Welch, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, thank you so very much. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Well, I'm so pleased to have this opportunity to talk to you about this subject. I mean, you know, here it is. Marriage is an institution sanctified by God, has been at a crisis for many years, and for whatever reason, we're kind of stuck, Dr. Welch, and we need to get unstuck, I think. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I think your term, when you said knee-jerk reactivity, that's the reason, your words there, that the book was founded, why we developed this book. I started noticing that as a professor of about 30 years, in my intro to psychology course, there would be a whole section on perception, and then we would go into the neurological basis of it, and we find out that we actually feel things before we think them. And then I immediately went to Philippians 4, which talks about the scripture that Paul, he's in Rome, he's in prison, he's suffering, and then he writes very profound words, you know, be anxious for nothing. Many of us have it to memory. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. That, and then Jesus will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So instead of putting your mind and heart in Christ Jesus, he puts your feelings first.
Yes.
And therefore, science comes along. We in the scientific world, we think we're cute when we discover something new. But in 1890, the beginning of the psychological movement with William James, he believed that we feel something before we think it, and now science has proved that. There's others who have other ideas about it, but actually the way our neurological system is, we react before oftentimes we think. So if you touch something hot, my hand, your hand will reflex before the brain knows it's hot. It's kind of a millisecond because of the way the sympathetic nervous system functions.
Mm-hmm.
But that is true. And so I'm a firm believer, after all these years as a clinician, professor, and even having a class for 15 years at a large church here in San Diego, just am believing that the number one, perhaps the number one cause for divorce and the dissolve of marriage has to do with how we manage involuntary reactions. A lot of verbosity there, but that's what I believe in this book. It shows this. And if I can just say that where I began to discover this was that I would ask my students this question. Okay, tell me, when you meet someone for the first time, Bill, I'll ask my students this, and I've done this for decades, and I'll say, how long does it take you before you know you have a sense where the person is safe or not? They pause. One raises hand. Prof, I think it's 5 minutes. Another one raises his hand. No, I think it's 3. And then it deduces now to finally there's one student, and it's usually a female, because females' brain, they go between the two hemispheres, and they have intuition. Actually, research in Minnesota and other universities, Pennsylvania, they studied this, and women's brain, they have much more intuition because males are more spatially functioning. But with all of this, they would say, the student would say, I know instantly. I know instantly, even though we don't know. So when couples are involuntarily reacting to each other, it's serious trouble. I've seen many, many patients who will say, if he would just smile more at me, or if he wouldn't grimace, or if he wouldn't sigh in aspiration when I ask him to do something, or another person, turn away. Please don't turn away from me. These are all signages that tend to move us back to our early development as human beings. And so even today, one of the more fantastic studies is called somatic experiencing. Dr. Peter Levine is leading the way on that, and that is how the body tells the story. There's a famous book on that, body will express things from the past, and we keep, I'm a trauma specialist, so we keep a trauma from the past, and sometimes then that comes out as adults. We developed an assessment tool that measures this involuntary reactivity. I have 50-page analysis for each person. We've developed 30 videos, professional videos, that talk about this assessment tool and how to use it. We have a 150-page handbook, and now this book is kind of the 30,000-foot view, but it's the capstone of about 8,000 hours of work. So this is kind of I consider it my life work in trying to help couples, and we provide these materials for local churches, for Christians. It's really, the book is filled with about 70 scripture verses in the book. So it's a biblically, scientifically proven book.
Wow, what a blessing. Well, you know, in my readings and research on this, and I've been a student, Dr. Welch, I've been a student of marriage and relationship, maybe because I've had a couple marriages, and I'm one to go, God, what the heck happened here? And what I found in terms of when you refer to trauma, it seems that in a marriage, that somehow becomes the field of play to where trauma can be exposed and come out. It can be hidden for so many years, and then all of a sudden, it comes bursting forth. And I remember in one of the books that I was reading, there was a story of a husband who went out and it was a traveling salesman, I guess. Anyway, he comes home after a week, and his wife is asleep. And he just, goes by the bed, and he's trying to be quiet, but he misses her. And he just rubs her leg, in a form of just genuine affection. He said up to this point, they were married 8 years. It was 8 wonderful years he ever had. That triggered a trauma that she had buried, and something that she had been living with deep down since she was a little girl. And she woke up and just yelling, how dare you touch me this way? And he's like, whoa, he's shocked. He's totally derailed, wondering what the heck's going on here. I mean, he was innocent in his affection toward his wife, though he'd been on the road for a while, and we didn't get that part. But she, all of a sudden, it triggered a bad memory for her, and she thought she was being, it reminded her of being violated as a child. And all of a sudden now, for, I don't know, 8-10 years afterwards, they're dealing with this trauma.
You're describing, I've seen that time and time and time again with couples, because we store that trauma and then it can be resurrected by classical conditioning. You know, that's Ivan Pavlov's dogs, where you pair the bell with that's innocuous, you know, but pair the bell with food. They were setting saliva, but you can then use just the bell. If you do it enough times, the bell
exactly
rings out the food. So that's exactly what you're describing, unfortunately.
Well, and this is Dr. Welch, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Welch after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And, of course, this is one of those radio shows. We're so independent. We are courageous to talk about marriage, but we're not going to do this by ourselves. We've got a therapist here, somebody actually knows what they're talking about, to keep us out of those areas that I'm liable to get you into. So so this comes with a disclaimer up front. So forgive me, pray for me. This is why I need your prayers. Dr. Donald Welch is with us. He's the author of the book, The Response Marriage, Responsive Marriage: Finding the Path Out of Reactivity. Dr. Welch, responsive marriage. Explain to our audience what do you mean by the responsive marriage?
Thank you, Bill. Yes. When I think of responsive, this means that we are responding with our normal temperament that God gave to us. Most mothers would say about their children that they had inside of them, from conception, of course, we were conceived by God, and that they would say, oh, I knew that temperament. When they come out and they're birthed, then they know that temperament. So our normal natural temperament, the research is hands down, we do not change. I show that in my assessment. It does not change throughout life. However, how we express that temperament, we could be too reactive. So I break it down into feeling and thinking of responsive or reactive. So, for example, a responsive means that I'm using the part of my brain that's voluntary, deliberate, relationship enhancing. That's the thinking part. But the reactive part, which can be very dangerous, that happens involuntarily without our awareness, means it's the feeling part of the brain, and it is largely involuntary, uncontrolled, and relationship impeding. And all of us have involuntary reactions. If we ever sigh, we roll our eyes, like I said, turn away, fist our hands in a way. That these are all involuntary reactions that we're not aware of until they happen. And so we're trying to help couples to become aware of that. And if I may just give an example, I've had a lot of men that have anger challenges, and some are mandated by the court to come to me. And the first thing I ask them is, when are you aware? Again, this is the awareness. Awareness provides the opportunity to choose. So I ask them, when are you aware that you're upset? And they pause, and some will say these exact words. You mean, Doc, when I'm pulling my fist out of the drywall or someone's face? And I said, well, it's kind of funny, but not, but, let's start there. And we back them up from that, and we try, Bill, then to help them to recognize in their body that my chest is getting tight. My voice is raising because my upper chest, my lymphatic system is engaging, and it's tightening around actually my esophagus, my vocal cords, so it's going high. And now I'm recognizing I need to step away. So we try to help them to become aware. And a part of the work that we do in the book is trying to help couples be aware. In fact, I have the last part of the last chapter. It's specifically for men, even though most women buy books. So women, those of you who have that man in your life, invite them to get the book for the last part. The last chapter, I address men about this idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you're talking about, it's interesting because this is a cultural dynamic, actually. I mean, we're talking about marriages.
Yes.
But this is happening in our culture today. Is that we're so emotional and so reactive that we've abandoned why relationships are important. And what are we to draw out of this opportunity when you come into the orbit of another humanoid going through this journey of life? It's one thing with marriage, but this dynamic, I see it having application because here we are in this charged culture that we're in, and there's a lot of meanness, coming out. And we need to pause and exercise these exercises that you're saying here, is that, we got to check ourselves and realize, because I mean, I've had to do this. I mean, doing a talk show and coming into contact with different. I know right away if I can talk to somebody about a certain topic. I know right away. I stay away from it. Because it's and I don't feel, unless the Holy Spirit says no, I need you to go head to head. But that happens very rarely.
Right.
So
you're experiencing 65-80% of all of our communication is nonverbal. So you are picking up involuntarily with people who have concepts. And of course, we all, as you just said so well, we want to listen to the Holy Spirit, because sometimes in our devotional this morning, my wife and my devotional, it talked about how the author was needing to be more direct with someone and then realized, well, maybe that wasn't, the Holy Spirit didn't prompt me to do so. So that's well said. But yes, we're in a society because of the scientific revolution which we, Francis Bacon and others who brought us into that, into this, we now deduce down to what we believe our own truth is rather than starting with truth. For the first 20 centuries of humanity, we always had some level of truth, and now we have to somehow create our own truth when we know the Word of God is true. Mm. Even the Ten Commandments make sense to the atheist, even if they don't like it, it's in the Bible. But yes, this is so powerful that now we're led by this emotion, even looking at USC. I think you were talking about that earlier, USC and the other Columbia and these universities and the emotion that is going on. And somehow I'm privileged to have my own emotion as I spray paint the steps of the, not me, my daughter graduated with her master's from there, USC. But so, yes, you're making a good point. And that's downloaded, that emotion is downloaded into the marriage so much that the involuntary reactions are taking over marriages. In my opinion, I see it clinically and have studied it significantly.
See, this is deposited into their spirits. But what a marriage is going to be 5-10 years down the road, because they have picked up on, I mean, this is that little bit of leaven that goes throughout the whole batch, right? And this is out and out leaven. So, you know, I think this is profound on many levels, especially for would-be married couples, because you got to understand what's the gene pool like? What's the universe like, right? I mean, your daughter, here she is, she's got her master's degree. Is she still single?
Yes, she is. She's getting a second master's. She's a broadcaster.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, great.
Yeah, we're praying, well, praying for her man and her life. So.
Well, good. And it's the same thing like Dr. Warren Farrell, who was all part of the Now movement and everything back in the 60s and 70s. And he had three daughters, and he realized, oh, my God, Bill, he says, they had to marry somebody. And I'm freaking out thinking the boys have been overlooked and they've been, you know, reduced to their lowest common denominator, the gene pool and the universe of where my daughters could pick is being compromised here. And so we need to think about this. And as I'm hearing you talk and thinking about your daughter, she would find a godly man who's mature enough and understands this, so that when she gets married, it's for life, that they're going to have bumps in the roads, but they also know that what's the North Star, what's going to snap them back, you know, to get them out of that emotional movement. It's kind of like a friend of mine, when he has this conflict with his wife, he's always and both of them have become very good at this, because it takes practice, is that, you know, they just say, hey, look, at time out. We need to step time out. We're not going to talk about it. We need to take a break. And they're real quick about doing that. And with practice and with the results being what it is, it's encouraged them. And I thought it was a brilliant advice. I wish I had that advice a couple of marriages ago. But I'm learning the hard way that gravity still exists, Dr. Welch.
Well, we're all learning. Yes, Bill, we're all learning. You're saying it so well. You know, in the book, I just define this as a journey, not a destination, the response of marriage. Like anything worthwhile in life, the response of marriage takes considerable time and effort to develop and maintain. But you know what? When you talk about this kind of redefining a marriage, there's been this redefining. And my view is based on a presupposition that the concept of marriage was not invented or created by society, culture, or the government. Rather, I believe it was originally created and introduced by Almighty God. He, therefore, is the designer and owner of the concept and retains all rights and privileges to its definition and the use. And so in the book, Bill, I liken this presupposition to a software developer being the designer and owner of the software produced, product they created. And we as humans tinker with the design of marriage. We essentially steal God's property and violate the use agreement.
Like we know better, right?
Like we know better, yes. Well,
this is why God laughs, you know?
Yep,
he just shakes his head and, these knuckleheads, you know, they just can't quite get it here. We've got about 30 seconds left here, Dr. Welch. Again, I thank you for your time. The book, The Response of Marriage, so much more to talk about this, including intimacy. Great chapters on intimacy. This is why you need to get your hands on the book, available at all the usual places, right?
Yes, and Amazon's a great place to go, The Response of Marriage. Yes.
Donald Welch has been our guest. The Response of Marriage, Finding the Path Out of Reactivity, and maybe realizing God's glorious
More pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plan starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. A diverse group of nearly 300 music artists is asking Congress for ticketing reforms. A letter to U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chair Maria Cantwell and Ranking Member Ted Cruz says the current ticketing system is broken and predatory resellers are siphoning money away from fans and performers. The letter asks the senators to support the Fans First Act, which would ban fake tickets and deceptive marketing tactics. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we have a Catholic spokesperson for the book Too Small a World. It's a biography of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, which is coincided with the Angel Studios movie Cabrini, which is currently in theaters. And Don Buettner joins us now. Don, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, this book, of course, the story of Cabrini, which we've seen the movie, and of course now in theaters, you will be blessed greatly. Tell our audience, give us a synopsis of Cabrini.
Well, the movie itself is only a snapshot of Mother Cabrini's life. It's the 4 years, basically, that she spent coming to America and establishing her religious order, the Missionary Sisters, and it shows some of the problems that she faced, the problems faced by the Italians who came to America as immigrants, and how they were mistreated, and then how she established her religious order.
Right, and the thing in the face of that mistreatment, her faith and trust in God, you know, what she held on to. Otherwise, there's no way she's going to overcome this. She's going to be a victim, right?
Oh, exactly. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was beautiful and had a very powerful message. But you can never portray everything in a movie. So
no,
exactly. What was underlying? Yeah. So they show her facing a lot of difficulties and a lot of opposition. But what was underlying all of that was her trust in God. She was a profoundly spiritual woman. She named her religious order the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus because she was so devoted to our Lord. Everything was rooted in Him.
Right. And the opposition that she had. But this is what happens. You see, I mean, today, in today's America, for example, there is an overt attack on all things God and Christian. We're seeing this. But even at that period of time, when you had, people migrating into the country with, I would say, a higher level of spiritual IQ than exists today, in my humble opinion. But even then, there was subtleties of how people saw, God being worked into the culture, how ministries like St. Francis Cabrini had affected, that there was this resistance. And just because you have a revelation from God doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. And it certainly wasn't easy. I mean, she faced opposition in areas that you think, well, why is there opposition here? I mean, what is she doing? You know, she's helping people here, and whether it was political forces or otherwise, it was amazing. But you see, God allows this to happen because it makes you stronger, right?
Oh, exactly. Well, and in some ways, there's a number of underlying problems that the movie and her life story brings to bear, which is, why did she really wanted to go to China as a missionary and the Pope sent her to America, because these Italian immigrants had come to this country and they had no spiritual support. There was Catholic Church here, but they're Irish and they're German.
Right.
They couldn't speak Italian. So they were treated poorly. So it is easy for us to look at people who are different from us and, not treat them with charity.
Right.
And that is a constant battle for all of us. As Christians, we have to treat other people as our brothers and sisters. She certainly did. But sometimes we need someone to be uncomfortable, in reminding us, every person has dignity, and we should treat us, everybody with dignity, and we should, and she was very forthright about that.
Right, without a doubt. The idea of the world is too small. Unwrap that, Dawn, if you would, to help our audience, appreciate the title.
The point of the focus of her life is kind of rounded up in that expression. So here she is. She's born in Italy in a little town. She was from a large family, but most of her brothers and sisters died before she did. So she was left an orphan as a young woman. But she believed, from the time she was small, she loved geography. Believe it or not, as is obvious in this book. She loved geography. She wanted to travel all over the world, but she wanted to do it as a missionary. She wanted to bring Jesus to people who had, who'd never heard of him before, as a religious sister. And, and she had such great, the idea was, I have so many great plans. God has so many things that we could do. The world is too small for us to be able to finish them all.
Yeah. Kind of amazing. Cause here you have this petite woman and what a force, huh?
Oh, exactly.
Go ahead.
She was born like 3 months, literally 3 months premature. She was like 4 foot nothing. She had no money. She had bad health her entire life. And yet she was able to do this. I mean, you read, even her letters and the things that are in this book, and it's clear that, the woman was close to death multiple times and she'd just get up and move on. I mean, she was single focused. If God wants to take me, he's going to take me. If he's not, then I'm going to get up today and I'm going to do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. And the force that she was, not only for the order of sisters that she established, but in these communities, Don, you read about her story, and if you consider yourself a Christian and one who has, picked up the, cross, as Jesus said, she really, her lifestyle, and this is not to, be a comparative argument or anything like that, but it's just to, again, realize, people, how sold out they are and how, how committed to the blood of Jesus they become, that they're willing to, surrender all. And I was challenged. I got to tell you, I was challenged by her story. And again, not just for comparison's sake, I'm better and whatever, but it's just an idea of an encouragement that here it is, somebody, because even in your best moments, you think, oh gosh, what do I have to offer? And then you come across stories like this and you realize, wow, there's so much more, that can be, for example.
Yeah, there's a scene in the movie, at the beginning of the movie. I'm sorry, you know, it's like a spoiler for those who haven't seen it. If you haven't seen the movie, you should. Yeah. At the beginning, they show this boy trying to bring his dying mother to get medical help.
Yes, right.
And it's such a touching moment of everybody's ignoring him because why? He's Italian. No, he's poor.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, he's the wrong race. Exactly.
He's the wrong race. So, and I think, you know, every Christian, I would hope, every Christian sin that would you know, your heart goes out to him because we have the heart of Christ. We have the compassion that God showed us through Jesus. And we want to show that to others. It just touches you. Like, how could you do that? I mean, this kid is on, this is his way of the cross. And who is going to help him? So, but who, you know, what do you do? You know, how can I, or, you know, an ordinary person, you know, make a difference in this act of injustice, this unkindness that's going on in front of me? Well, she had a solution, which was, you know, what comes out in this book is that she trusted in God, that God was going to help her. She, you know, all her problems, you know, they go to the back burner. What needs to happen is, you know, what is in front of me? I guess, you know, and when you look at, you know, at the end of the movie, they show a big map. But in the book, it shows you, like, her travels as she traveled all over the world establishing her foundations. It was like she, you know, she would go to one place, and that place would lead to another place, and then that place would lead to another place. See, she had a grand plan, but she didn't have, you know, I think one of the things that comes out more obviously in the movie of, you know, the pushback she got from the hierarchy was, you know, they wanted like a 5-year plan.
Right.
they wanted donors identified and the money in the bank, and she didn't do that. she was willing to just start with, you know, okay, well, we don't have all this money, but we, you know, there's this kid right here in front of me, and I'm going to help this kid right here in front of me.
It's called faith, right?
Exactly.
I mean, here you are. You're talking to the faithful, and you go, well, this is about faith. And, you know, and again, I guess in that sense, the contrast is so glaring. But that's the difference between someone who is operating under the unction of the Holy Spirit and the revelatory Word of God, and they believe. They have a, you know, they're on a mission for God, right?
Absolutely.
And when you do that and you're fully surrendered, well, you appreciate that he's your Jehovah Jireh. He's the one to provide. And regardless of the opposition, it's just a matter of time that, you know, that they'll realize they need to support this cause, or otherwise God's going to find another way, right?
Exactly.
Because he always does.
That's the story of Mother Queenie's life, yes.
We got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more from Don on the other side. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581.
That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Creating a vision for an empire of hope. I mean, you think about that, and first, you know, coming to America, and even before growing up, as a young Italian girl, and dealing with what she dealt with, even as a child growing up, right, Dawn?
Oh yeah, she, the famous story is she fell in the water, she almost drowned. She had a big fear of water after that. She apparently, was able to conquer that through her many, trips across the ocean from, place to place. But she really started off with nothing. And the fact that she was able to establish a religious order that spanned the entire globe from nothing is a real inspiration for all of us.
Exactly. And this is, this is what happens when, God appoints you and he puts you on a mission. As a friend of mine is often fond of saying is that, what happens is that, God puts his super on your natural. And when you consider the natural of Mother Cabrini, she was such a most unlikely agent, you would think. Sickly and, just a little thing, but what a powerhouse, as we talked about before.
Oh, exactly. I really got to encourage people to read the book because they will find that in this book, this amazing woman who started off with nothing. Ignatius asked me to serve as the spokesman for this book, not because I wrote it, but because the person who wrote it has been dead for some years.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing, but I have to say, I have written a couple of books about saints, which were published by Ignatius. I have read many books about saints and holy men and women. I find them really inspirational. I'm an adult convert to Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I really found that when I just don't know what the Lord is asking me, sometimes I look at the life of a holy man or a woman and they can help me, get out of my whatever it is. It's the Holy Spirit coming in. I can see they did it, so I could do that too. You find a way out. So
right,
what I really like about this particular book, what I think Theodore Maynard has really been able to do is there are good books about holy men and women, and then there are not so good books. Either if they're written by people who are, too close to the person or are not really good writers, they're boring.
Mm.
And if they are written by people who don't share our faith, then you feel like you have to filter, because they just don't get it,
Exactly.
So it's a really good portrayal of both sides of it, And one of the things I really think that comes out in the book versus the movie is, you know, in the movie, you really see her as a determined, ambitious woman, and, you know, she has faith. Mm-hmm. But in the book, it points out that she was shrewd and charming. And I find that really fascinating, that
right.
this 4-foot woman, 4'9", you know, whatever.
Right,
woman,
right,
could enter a room, and she could charm the socks off anybody because she just had that natural gift of gab. She was friendly. She was, you know, she was strong-willed, and she knew what she wanted, but she could also, you know, bring the Holy Spirit into the equation and lighten the conversation, and you know, and people would, you know, would want to give her money. I mean, because they were just so touched by her. And then the other aspect of, you know, her shrewdness, a great story is, she apparently, the woman could have been a real estate mogul. She had a real eye for going into a place she'd never been before. She'd spend like days or months even walking through the streets, looking at people and, you know, talking to people. And then she would, you know, find a property and she would, you know, put everything on that property. Well, she went to Chicago and she wanted to build a hospital in Chicago. And believe it or not, there are people who will try to steal from nuns. So she wanted this piece of property. They told her this is right here. And then in the paperwork that she got, you know, they had changed it. They didn't think she was smart enough to read the fine print. So she got her sisters, you know, with pieces of string measuring out the property in the middle of the night. And then she went into the meeting and said, you lied to me, and I want this. This is what you promised me.
But exactly.
And as people of faith, I mean, we are supposed to be as wise as serpents, you know, and as gentle as doves.
Gentle as doves, you know,
to stand up for what's right.
You're right. And that was the quote I was going to say earlier. Gentle as dove and shrewd or wise as serpents. This is, you know, what Jesus warned us and admonished us to do. So, because that's the way of the world. I mean, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, Jesus was so, you know, was so so much about eternity that, you know, the practical wasn't employed, but he really was very practical in his admonishments, was he not?
Oh, yeah. I remember vividly a priest hearing a homily at Mass that we hear the phrase, you know, Jesus, you know, would say, you know, if someone hits you on the one cheek, you turn them the other one to the other cheek to him as well. Well, and his point was, it wasn't like, go right ahead and hit me. It was like, if you're going to hit me again. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. It was, that's how we should be. You know, I'm going to do the right thing. And if that's uncomfortable for you, well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it.
No, because it's not going to change, because you think you're arguing with me. You're not arguing with me. You're arguing with God. You know,
exactly.
I'm bringing you the message, and that's up to you. And guess what? I brought you the message, and you're going to be responsible because you have, you've missed, in a sense, your appointed time. I mean, that's what caused Jesus to weep over Jerusalem, because he realized the day of their appointed time, they missed it. And, you know, this is why the appointed time is so important, especially when it's God that sets the appointed time. You and I set the appointed time. Hey, you know, no big whoop. God sets the appointed time. Hey, I think we better pay attention, you know.
Yes.
And and she went in, I believe she went in with this sense of confidence, you know, which just, you know, made her all that more endearing and charming. The thing, you know, when you were talking about Maynard, who wrote the book, and wrote and captured her story, like you, he was an adult convert to Catholicism. To your point, you know, people who are of the faith, of the Catholic faith, they understand the nuance. They appreciate the nuance of our faith, and they can capture and relate it, you know, more appropriately. And I would agree with your assessment on that.
Yeah. He was a very gifted writer. As I was looking into him, He started off as a poet. He was a very successful poet, and then he got married and had 7 children. And I think it's hard to feed 7 children as a poet. So we are very, very thankful that he had to write biographies as well.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we've got about 4 minutes left, but I do want to give plenty of time here to talk because, you know, like anything, to be beatified, you have to demonstrate that that there were miracles in your life, that there was manifestation. You know, God says that you'll know them by their fruit. And for those who are, you know, are following, you know, following God, God, you know, in a sense, not only sanctifies, but he ordains and brings credibility to a service through signs and wonders, right?
Oh, exactly. So I've read a number of things about Cabrini before, but at the end of this particular book, it points out some, in a very objective way, some miraculous things that were associated with Mother Cabrini during her life, you know, that her sisters witnessed, like, what you call a multiplication of loaves and fishes, you know, that, you know, there was no food and suddenly there is food, you know, so there was, she was very understated about this and just, you know, it was not a big deal. You know, she did not make a big deal of it. But as you say, you know, to be canonized and beatified, you know, there need to be a miracle associated with you, with your intercession. So the most famous one, there's a second one that got her canonized, but the first one I find personally most dramatic. So she died in 1917 and 1921, so just four short years later, mom gave birth to a baby, a little boy named Peter Smith, in the hospital. And after the baby's birth, a nurse took the baby, put it in, you know, the nursery, and as required by law, put a solution of silver nitrate in the baby's eyes. I believe it's for, you know, treatment for, you know, diseases. But she picked up the wrong bottle. Instead of a 1% solution, she picked up a 50% solution. 50% silver nitrate can burn away tumors, and that's why it was there. So that she comes back a couple hours later, and she sees the baby's eyes have been seriously damaged. The baby literally has no eyes. She runs to the doctor. You get the doctor. He's just as upset as she is. He gets a second doctor. They got an eye specialist in. You know, three or four doctors saw this baby and said, there's just nothing that can be done. So they go to the head of the hospital, and, you know, Mother Cabrini's nuns were not nurses. They were teachers, and they were administering the hospital. So they go to the Mother Superior, who knew Mother Cabrini. She, you know, it's only been 4 years since her death. Told her what's going on. What are we going to do? And they said, there's nothing that can be done. And it was just an accident. So they said, we'll pray. We'll ask Mother Cabrini to intercede. So the sisters went and spent the entire night, you know, in the chapel praying for her intercession, that something would, you know, that for this baby's eyes, because it was a terrible accident. The nurse is there too. She's just as, you know, upset.
Oh my
about
God. Oh yeah. Imagine.
Does it she would be. Okay, so the next morning, the doctor comes to see the baby, and the baby's eyes are fine.
They're restored?
They're completely restored. There's like little tiny, you know, creases in the corners of his eyes. The baby's eyes are completely fine. So what happens to that baby? That baby, the next day, the baby's like coming down with pneumonia. They're worried about it. They come back to the sister. She said, and the mother said, you know, Mother Cabrini did not save this baby's eyesight so that he could die of pneumonia. So they prayed another night. The baby's perfectly, you know, the baby was fine. His eyesight was always perfectly normal. He grew up, at the time of the writing of this book, he was a soldier in the army. He later became a priest.
He
passed away a few years ago. So, you know, so it's a very inspirational story. It gives you tingles because we think that miracles can't happen. Well, they can happen when we trust in God. You know, that God wanted to show us that Mother Cabrini was in heaven, you know, through this amazing event of this child receiving.
Don Buehner, thank you so much.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day.
Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?